242 on the Hawthorne Bridge. And I pushed the silent alarm so you guys can hear the same guy that I had on line 2 about a week and a half ago. And this guy is the same guy with the same line. And when I called before, he had like a butcher knife on him, threatening to either rape this lady in a wheelchair, threatening everybody else on the bus who would even look at him. And here he is back on the bus. You know, we got a 86 this guy, so he never gets on again.
Hey, 242, when did you push your silent alarm? Because we never got a silent alarm from you.
Heck, I pushed that thing twice about 20 minutes ago, expecting there to be police action. I was threatening people, threatening to rape my, he said, the TriMet driver's baby. You know, it's just like, it's a psycho. And, but the thing is, he was on my bus before in the day and threatened everybody, including the lady in a wheelchair. And before he got up, he had a butcher knife. And, you know, I mentioned this to TriMet, and nothing happens. You know, pretty soon we're not going to have anybody on the buses. You know, we'll just be driving empty buses around.
Okay. Can you give me a description of this guy?
No idiot. First he sat, and I was staring at him for a long while because I kind of recognized him, and he moved over and sat right out of my line of sight. And as soon as I got to, right before the bridge, he jumped off. And it's just typical. But he's been around because I've talked to other drivers on the 2 before Eloy. He had a pal who stabbed him on the 72 every night. Nobody's done anything about this guy. But he's intimidating all the customers. So for us, it means our ridership is just going to shrink to zero.
Okay, so once again, I need a description of him, please.
It's a black guy, 5'9 and a half, well-dressed. He looked like he had rubber, brand-new rubber boots. He had a beard and mustache. You know, about 160 pounds. More? Yeah, you know, somebody else said he was bigger and stouter, but it didn't look like that way to me. But, you know, before, you know, dispatch wanted a description. Anybody who looked at the guy, he threatened him and came right up and started screaming at him. I'm not going to, like, start staring at people trying to get a description of them until they got off the bus.
No, I get that. Okay, so you said he got off just before the Hawthorne Bridge right there at Grand. Is that where he got off?
Yeah, he got off on Grand, and he walked north, so he might be going over to the 6. I think the guy enjoys terrorizing people, and that's what he does. He just drives around on the bus terrorizing people. You know, there's other drivers that have had him on the bus. You know, I can ignore him, but it scares the hell out of all the other people on the bus.
Okay, I got a good description of him. What I do want you to do is when you get to North Terminal, I want to do a silent alarm test on your bus because I swear we did not get a silent alarm from your bus and that concerns me.
Yeah, I pushed it twice. I pushed it once and I was surprised I didn't hear, you know, I usually hear a mic coming on or something. I didn't hear anything. I pushed it again. So twice. So whoever did the pre-trip on this bus, you know, I don't think they did the silent alarm thing in the morning. But anyhow, I'll do it again in North Terminal.